His first state dinner. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden welcomes French President Macron with the administration's first state dinner ahead of Thursday night's luxury banquet. The two leaders tackled a number of concerns.
Side by side, things were friendly. But before French President Macron arrived, he accused the U.S. of pushing policies that could hurt Europe. President Biden isn't going back on plans to make more semiconductors in the States, and he says he understands Macron's concerns.
Fox's Peter Ducey. A leading issue for the men that they agree upon, opposing Russia's war against Ukraine. So would Biden talk to Putin?
If, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war. He hasn't done that yet.
Macron adding,
let me tell you that we will never urge the Ukrainians to make a compromise which will not be acceptable for them.
This as Russia shells the recently liberated city of Kherson, cutting off power just days after it was restored. Moscow's pressing this drive to destroy Ukraine's infrastructure as freezing weather sets in. Back on Capitol Hill, the Senate voted 80-15 to approve a bill to block a nationwide rail strike, President Biden promising to sign it.
The deal brokered by the White House between rail unions and rail companies did not include the 7 paid sick days requested by workers.
What was negotiated was so much better than anything they ever had.
President Biden defends the agreement, initially approved by representatives of 12 unions, but he concedes paid sick leave should be guaranteed for all Americans.
I made it really clear I'm going to continue to fight for paid leave.
At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Supreme Court agrees to decide the case over President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. The program remains blocked for now, but the court signaled it may have a final answer by early summer. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The January 6th committee may make some key decisions today.
Criminal recommendations, including those involving former President Donald Trump, could be decided by the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Members of the committee meet today to discuss those recommendations to the Department of Justice, having already suggested prosecuting 4 Trump aides for contempt of Congress. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Meantime, an appeals court scraps the special master review of Trump's Mar-a-Lago documents, allowing the Justice Department to proceed with this investigation without delays. It's time for Comic-Con in Los Angeles.
Thousands of dedicated fans dressed in cosplay descend onto the Los Angeles Convention Center this weekend for LA Comic-Con. This year, BattleBots will be in the spotlight on the main stage, with the masterminds behind the show, while other panels include LGBTQ plus representation in children's programming, which is described as a discussion and presentation of characters in the media. The Living Force Evolution in the Star Wars Galaxy. In this panel, a group of expert scientists look into the Living Force and reveal the real-world science that inspired life in a galaxy far, far away. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Attendees may drop some change at the convention, much like Americans did in October. Consumer spending ramped up ahead of the holiday season as incomes rose and inflation eased a bit. And believe it or not, an iconic part of the Atlantic City Boardwalk is closing soon. Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum said yesterday it will close on December 31st after more than 26 years of tempting boardwalk strollers with its wide array of oddities. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.